100.
Greetings, good afternoon, welcome to today's program, The Present Truth, with Rick Rodriguez. I'm going to read you, I was going to ask you a question, and while I'm asking the question, you're going to think about it, naturally. Now, are there in the end of the world, in Revelation chapter 13, verse 13, there's an interesting verse here. I'm going to start the program with this because you want to know. Now, there is this interesting verse. This is during the time of Antichrist and the false prophet. And in verse 12, it says that the Antichrist or the false prophet, I'll start in verse 11. And I beheld another beast coming up out of the earth. This is the false prophet. He had two horns like a lamb. He spake as a dragon. He exercises all the power of the first beast, Antichrist, before him, and causes the earth and them that dwell on the earth to worship the first beast, Antichrist, whose deadly wound was healed. Verse 13. This is chapter 13, verse 13. And he does great wonders, the false prophet, and he makes fire come down from heaven on the earth in the sight of men. Now, this word fire means like lightning or intense heat. So, in our world, what is that going to be? Well, we're going to talk about directed energy weapons today. What do you think about that? So, the Antichrist has the technology, the great technology of the end of the world. And the false prophet is going to use that technology to create wonders, signs that men will marvel at. Well, one of the signs will be he causes fire to come down from heaven. And there are two words for heaven. One would be from the atmosphere above the surface of the earth. The other would be from the space after our earth's atmosphere into space. Not deep space, but shallow space, just above the earth's surface in outer space. So it will come from two places, the atmosphere and from just outside of the atmosphere. He causes fire to come down from heaven. So, I'm going to read you an article, part of an article, and we're going to talk about directed energy weapons. And we're going to see what are these weapons. This is from I don't want to go to that one. Well, if I can find it. I came into the station, and I had to take care of some things, and I got distracted. But let me see where it is. Oh, my goodness. Well, all right. I guess I left my notes somewhere else again. Well, I'll do it this way. Mysterious beams, directed energy weapons, or DEWs, linked to wildfires in California and Oregon. This is out of a September issue, the 27th of September, 2020, by WeaponsTechnologyNews.com. Experts warn that California still hasn't reached the peak of the 2020's fire season. But some say the wilderness, the wildfires are occurring due to something man-made, a directed energy weapon. According to the California Department of Forest and Fire Protection, 2.2 million acres have burned so far, but the season is only beginning. The Creek Fire, which erupted September 4th, is now the third largest. The fires have killed 8 people. Previous record acres burned, the previous record was set 2 years earlier. According to a California fire, Doug Graff, I'm going to have to just go by memory. Anyhow, there were some firefighters that were there in 2017, 2018, 2019, and they would see these beams of light come out of the sky, and where these beams would hit the forest would erupt into fire. Could this possibly be true? Well, they would see these fires start when these lights would come out of the sky. Then in the evening, at night, there would be blue flashes that would come out of the sky, and fires would start. Many of the people in these Northern California burn areas reported that the fires were not man-made. They were not, they were not from lightning. They weren't because of just spontaneous combustion. But they were not also, to some degree, there were people that were caught with cans of kerosene walking into the forests, and then shortly thereafter, you'd have a fire. But in many cases, they just saw lights, a beam of light come out of the heavens, out of the sky, and there would be a fire. So could this possibly be true? Now, these fires in California, there is, according to one gentleman, he feels this is part of a program by the Agenda 21 people who want they want to just create havoc, and they have objectives. I'll be back here in a second. I'm going to find my notes and I'll get a little more settled, organized here. Be right back.
Did the insurance company divorce your mountain house? Then call Affordable Tree Service North at 970-568-6898. We have over 50 years combined experience in fire mitigation. Let us climb, cut, trim, haul your worries away. We know brokers who specialize in mountain property, and we don't hire no snowflakes.
Oh, God, got it, Mickey.
Hey, you're not in this commercial. Again, call Affordable Tree Service at 970-568-6898. That's 568-6898.
Do you need your fireplace clean? Not sure if your fireplace is working right, or not sure if the fireplace is efficient? Call Abundant Flame at 970-966-0217 to schedule your appointment. We service all brands of gas fireplaces, freestanding and built-ins, pellet stoves, wood fireplaces, and electric fireplaces. Visit us at Abundant-Flame or call 970-966-0217.
Socialism, like the ancient ideas from which it springs, confuses the distinction between government and society. As a result, every time we object to a thing being done by government, the socialists conclude we object to it being done at all. We disapprove of state education, and the socialists say we are opposed to any education. Socialism. Frederick Bastiat, The Law. Back in the U.S.,
back in the U.S.S.R. 1360 KHNC is proud to announce our partnership with MyKind CBD. a local Colorado-based company.
How about those sports
this week? No pesticides, no herbicides, completely organic, no heavy metals. All their products are CAO certified. That's right, independently lab certified. Our prices are the best in the country. Go out to 1360khnc.com and hit the shopping cart button and make your purchase today.
One pill makes you larger, and one pill makes you small. And the ones that mother gives you don't do anything at all. Go ask Alice when she's 10 feet tall. And if you go chasing rabbits, and you know you're going.
All right. I'm going to restart. The fires throughout the world right now. This is from nesdis.noaa.gov in Boulder, Colorado. As fires continue to rage in North America, the Dixie Fire became the largest fire in California history. The fire has burned more than 500,000 acres, filling the air as far as Denver and Salt Lake with smoke. It's just one of 108 large fires that have burned more than 2.4 million acres in 15 states, according to the National Interagency Fire Center. This center was just visited by Joe Biden earlier in the week. President Biden visits the National Interagency Fire Center. Now, we're not going to talk conspiracies, but could his visit to this agency be to commend them on the plan, the agenda, the global plan to relocate people from the forests, from the country to the cities? I'm just presenting this to you. You've got to think about it. In August 2021, thick smoke from hundreds of wildfires burning in Siberia had reached parts of Mongolia and western Greenland, and for the first time in recorded history, the North Pole. So the smoke is even reaching the North Pole. Hundreds of fires are also raging in Greece, Italy, Algeria, and Turkey, among one of the worst heat waves in decades. I've talked about HAARP. I've talked about the way they can dry out an atmosphere over an area, over part of a country, over a whole country. They can cause it to rain in a desert, record floods, floods that haven't happened in 1,000 years, like what happened in China, what has happened in Dubai, there in the desert. NOAA has a satellite. It's called the GOES-17 satellite. It's monitoring the fires burning in western United States in real time, detecting their heat signatures and pinpointing where and how intense each fire hot spot is. The satellite also tracks the smoke plumes emanating from the fires. The instrument on board this is a joint polar satellite system, NOAA-20, and a Suomi NP satellite. Now, okay, I'll talk about this in a second. Play an important role in detecting and tracking wildfires, especially in remote regions like Siberia's Sakha Republic. The VIRS, V-I-I-R-S, also provides nighttime fire detection capabilities through its day-night band, which can measure low-intensity visible light emitted by small and fledgling fires. Direct energy weapons. Now, the thing with the globalists, as they do their destruction internationally, they document it. They document what they do. With the hurricanes that they steer, they document this by satellites that are recording everything. And these satellites not only record, but now you hear from right here, they're tracking these wildfires, and they're monitoring the heat of these fires from outer space. They are watching the smoke. They're tracking the smoke. Everything is being observed because we're in a panoptic age. Everything is being watched. Like the song, everybody wants to rule the world. China is at war with the United States, undeclared, but it's a war. America is at war with China with the U.S., America with Russia. The European Union, NATO nations against Russia. Now they are assembling and working together against China. And I forget who I heard talking about how we don't have a chance against China as a nation. I say no. I say the Bible says the opposite. The Bible says we will be the global center of the world. It'll happen one time in the world where one nation, one empire, will have control basically of not just the peoples of the world and the nations of the world, but the earth and the atmosphere and outer space and infospace and technospace and the ocean surfaces and what happens under the surfaces of the earth, of the sea. And they will document and know what's happening in the land masses of the earth with all of the underground cities. And who and how are they going to know where these cities are? How deep they are, how big they are? How is that going to happen? It's going to happen from a system right here in Colorado, in Boulder, Colorado. It's called NCAR, National Center for Atmospheric Research. It's called NOAA, National Oceanic Atmospheric Administration, right in Boulder, Colorado, who's watching all this thing, all that's going on, and has the is monitoring what's happening with the satellites that are circling the Earth, because they have been put there for these administrations. Also by the Space Center in Colorado Springs, that is being, I think it is directed by the Navy. So all of the great technology is in centered in Colorado, right here on the high mountain of America, the high plateau of America. In the occult world, it is called the high place. And from the high place is where all in the Old Testament, during the time of the prophets of Israel, the prophets knew that it was in the high places of the area in the Middle East, in the area surrounding Israel, Mount Hermon, all these mountains, is where witchcraft, they would practice the witchcraft at the peaks, at the high places. It's a military strategy. And from there they would send their curses and their witchcraft out over the land, over the area. It's happening again and happening in real time again today. So here, then it says that this high-resolution rapid refresh, it's a smoke model, which became operational early this year, produces forecasts of both surface and high-altitude smoke up to 48 hours into the future. This is, they are telling you, for those in the occult world, they know what these people are saying. What I'm reading to you, I know what they're saying. You may not know what they're saying, but I'm telling you what basically they're saying. They are the agencies that have a crystal ball. They have the technology to be able to forecast days ahead of time the wind patterns. They measure the amount of heat released by a fire in megawatts. So they can see the size of a fire and they measure the heat released in megawatts. It also incorporates observations of wind speed, rain, and atmospheric temperatures that combines with the vegetation maps to incorporate what's burning. All of these measurements are mapped to a three-dimensional grid that extends nearly 12.5 miles into the atmosphere. Now I'm going to present something else to this audience. You support me. Many of you pray for me. You support me. And I'm going to tell you something else. In Revelation chapter 13, there is an image of the beast. Now, is this image of the beast? Are we in the time where there will be an image of the beast? And what is this image of the beast? The Bible talks about this. The Bible lets mankind, in the time in which we live, God wants all of mankind to know what this technology can do, because God wants people to make a decision to not run from Him, but to trust Him and run to Him, because if you run from Him, you're going to run into the arms of the wicked people and children of the devil, who will kill you, who will make you sick, who will steal everything you own, your property, your finances, your children, your health, your future. That's what they will do. That's what they do. God wants the people of the world, and He put it in His Bible, in the book of Revelation. Excuse me. He wants His people to know. He wants the world to know. There are three corporate peoples God wants to catch their attention. The Jewish people, the children of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Excuse me. The Gentile people, who are not of the lineage of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And the people who are Christians, born again, that are Jewish and Gentile. He's trying to catch their attention. Now, going back to my point, Revelation chapter 13, there is an image, and this image of the beast is going to be the way that Antichrist will project himself in the future. There's going to be an assassination attempt on him. It's going to kill him. Pardon me. And he's going to be grotesque. It's going to hit him in the head, and he will not be able to face people, because he will be called a beast. He will not be acceptable because of what's going to happen to him. So he has to have an image. Okay, now, for this audience, what is the image? It's in the Bible, in Revelation chapter 13. It is called a hologram. The image is basically a hologram. Now, if you look at what's happening in the media and all of the blue screen images that you see, it will show Joe Biden in an area giving a speech, but they have found that he wasn't really in that location where he supposedly gave a speech. It was blue screened or green screened. Images, holograms. Over the last decade, people would see things in the heaven. They would hear sounds in the sky. This is all HAARP technology. This is the technology that will be used to deceive the people on the earth. It's in the Bible. I'm presenting it to you, something to consider. But you need to know, where is all this? Who is directing the hurricanes? NOAA. In conjunction with NCAR, where are they located? The center of the high mountain of the United States, in Colorado, in a higher satanic area, Boulder, Colorado, on a table where a sacrifice took place here 3-4 months ago, on Table Mesa. You cannot tell me that this man acted alone that killed those people at the King Supers. This boy was trained. This boy had people behind him, training him, teaching him. Do you think this man is going to be declared insane, and he's not going to stand charges? This man is going to sit in jail and have his meals for free for a long time. Excuse me. During the break, I'll get a glass of water. I'm going to come back to this because all of this harp, everything is being directed right here from the Tower of the United States of America. An Antichrist center of power is going to be Colorado. We'll be right back.
We here at KHNC are looking for new conspiracy theories because all the old ones have become fact. This has been a public service announcement from KHNC.
Hi, this is Brett King. Wynn Home Inspection Services, 970-238-8333. Taking care of all of your home inspection services if you're buying, selling, or have already bought a house and need a home inspection. Your one-stop solution for all of your home inspection needs. Whether you're a homeowner, a buying agent, selling agent, or a mortgage broker, please call us. Brett King, Wynn Home Inspection Services, 970-238-8333. Or visit our website at johnstown.wini.com.
Come hang out with us this Friday from 6 to 8. Meet the faces on the other side of the radio broadcast as we resume our Friday night events. In fact, this week, we're having a movie night. We are redefining what it means to flatten the curve by hosting the lost history of Flat Earth. Right here, come hang out, get some free flat pizza this week and flat pancakes the week after that for our Friday night movie night, 6 to 8 p.m. Question everything.
Have you still not refinanced your existing mortgage? Every day you fail to make a call costs you more money. The three sisters at the Town Group can lower your monthly payments, consolidate your debt, get cash from your home, or remove mortgage insurance. Even if you've refinanced within the last year, you may be able to lower your payments yet again by taking advantage of these historic low rates. Even if you've refinanced within the last year, you may be able to lower your payments yet again by taking advantage of these historic low interest rates while they last. Now, if you're self-employed or just don't fit neatly inside the box, give the Town Group 5 minutes to listen to your story. The Town Group has been saying yes when other lenders have said no since Ronald Reagan was in the White House. Make this a yes day for a purchase or refinance with the Town Group. Call 844-THINK-YES before interest rates move. 844-THINK-YES. That's 844-THINK-YES. The Town Group at United American Mortgage and MLS number 1713687. Subject to credit approval, some restrictions may apply.
Do you want amazing Greek food with a great atmosphere and customer service? Well, Cafe Athens has got your back. Call them at 970-619-8467. Carrie and his team are great supporters of our station, so give them a try right away. They have everything from gourmet burgers, gyros, and overall quality Greek food. Located at the Promenade Shops at Centerra in Loveland. Again, call 970-629-8467. The best traditional Greek food in Northern Colorado.
Hello, friends. This is Bradley Dean, show host for the Sons of Liberty. Join me on KHNC 1360 AM. Every weekday at 8 p.m., Saturdays at 5 to 7 p.m., and Sundays from 6 to 8 p.m.
Us. And them. And after all,
it is us and them, and after all, they are only ordinary men. And there is a cosmic law that the devil can deceive people, but before he can deceive people, the people have to know the truth. And while he is deceiving them, God is fair to bring the truth to the people. But God has given man free will. God has given man the ability to consider, to think, to investigate. And if men decide They want to put their trust in lies. God will let them. God will let them put a trust in the lie. It's in the book of Isaiah chapter 28. And people will trust in lies. They will investigate. They'll have the intelligence to know the facts, to see the proof. But because of hatred and because of a love of an agenda, they will prefer, no matter what, to believe the truth, to follow the truth, even though it may cause them pain and suffering. And God will allow it. God will allow. There is a cosmic law. Before you can be deceived, you have to be presented with the truth. At some point, you've got to be presented with the truth. If you decide you don't want to believe the truth to this audience, I'm presenting things to you. You don't have to believe me, but you need to investigate. Use your reasoning abilities. And then, it's in your hands. And it's between you and God, and you're going to, the decisions we make, there are consequences. But the cosmic law is, God made it clear to the devil and the children of the devil, yes, they can do their evil, they can do what they do in secret, but the truth, they have to tell you the truth, they have to present the truth to you, and they are doing it. In this matter of the pandemic and the vaccinations, they have told you the truth. They have told the truth to the nations of the world. They have told the truth to the governors and the presidents and the prime ministers and the rulers of the world. They've told them the truth about what is helping people, what is not helping people. But they have an agenda, and they will push that agenda. The cosmic laws, before they deceive you, they have to tell you the truth. Once you investigate and you know the truth, then if you decide you want to be deceived, then in Isaiah chapter 66, God says, I will choose your deception. These people have chosen to not believe in God. God has deceived them, and there is eternal punishment coming to them, whether they believe, and many do believe it. God has to tell them the truth, and God has told them the truth. You want to serve the devil, you will suffer eternally for your decisions. In Revelation chapter 13, verse 16, he causes all, both small and great, in verse 15, the false prophet has the power to give life unto the image of the beast, to the hologram, that the image of the beast should both speak and cause as many as would not worship the image of the beast to be killed. They should be killed. So this hologram, this technology that is coming, will be so real that people will worship this image. But that's just what it is, an image. It is not the real. I mean, it's an image that seems to be so real, the image will basically say that it is God. So now, going back to these direct energy weapons, these fires in California, there were anomalies in all that took place. In California, the people in those areas, they know the anomalies. And immediately when they started reporting these anomalies, cars burning, aluminum melting, you take a fire with wood, you basically can't melt aluminum. Under certain circumstances you can, but melting glass and causing glass and aluminum to run down the streets, no. But they were, for the most part, ignored by the mainstream media and were reported by a small handful of independent websites. This was out of newspunch.com. This was in January the 10th of 2019. Forbidden Knowledge Net reports fires were observed burning at temperatures at least 3 times hotter than the average house fire. 3 times hotter. Hot enough to melt aluminum and glass, reducing homes to pure ash, leaving plastic trash cans beside the homes that burn 3 times hotter. The trash cans, plastic, were not burned. They were untouched. We're familiar with microwave ovens, heat and interact, how the heat interacts with foods, and how it differs from the effects of thermal or convection ovens. We know that plastics are microwave safe, whereas metals explode violently when subjected to microwaves. The effects of the NorCal fires of the past couple of years have been widely observed to resemble the effects one might see from directed microwave radiation or masers. So, now I'm running out of time, so I'm going to continue with this. This is too important. But there were the military aircraft, these big military aircraft, they were not carrying retardant. These things were up high, and out of these aircraft would come beams of blue light. And where these beams would come down, they would start a fire. And even some of them, as they were moving, the beam of light would be like taking your finger across the sand and run your finger, draw it across the sand, and the light, wherever that light hit the ground, it caught fire in strips, swaths of the timber, just catching fire. Just like taking your finger, running it through the sand, wherever that your finger scratched into that sand, it would catch fire. Bizarre or fact? This is what I say. Now it's in your thinking. You can investigate because it's important. We'll be right back.
This is Chad Yarmer, pastor from the Altar Church, 1630 North College Ave in Fort Collins. I'd like to invite you to join us this Sunday at 10 a.m. as we worship Jesus. Join us as we journey together to be equipped to fulfill our kingdom purpose through the truth of God's Word and the power of the Holy Spirit. You'll experience authentic worship and a faith-filled message where the Holy Spirit is welcome and everyone is family. Find out more at our webpage, thealtarfc.com. That's thealtarfc.com.
Hi folks, the Rev here. The Hunting and Sportsman's Gun Show is Northern Colorado's premier event in 2021. These shows feature dozens of vendors that guarantee the best selection of guns and ammo in Northern Colorado, from the Loveland Outlet Malls to Island Grove Park in Greeley. For show dates, locations, or table reservations, visit peshows.com. That's peshows.com. While you're out, visit Harsh Outdoors at 600 Oak Avenue in Eaton. They carry a full line of ATVs, UTVs, mowers, trimmers, sprayers, and chainsaws from Husqvarna, DR, Generac, and EasyGo. Whether you have half an acre or 1,000, they carry the equipment you need. They also have a full-line gun store with lots of firearms, ammo, safes, and accessories. Check out harshoutdoors.com. That's harshoutdoors.com. Backyard or back 40, Harsh Outdoors has you covered.
I'm about to tell you a website that will change your life forever. Go to bestcashopportunity.com and see how easily you can generate incredible amounts of cash right from your own home without having to sell anything. If you're truly serious about becoming financially free once and for all with the proven system unlike anything you've seen before, then check out the website at bestcashopportunity.com or call 720-475-2033.
Ooh, what a lucky man he was. A bullet had found him. His blood ran as he cried. No money could save him. So he lay down
and he died.
Well, that's one thing. With the grace of God, that's one thing we're not going to do. We're not going to just lay down and die. The good people of the world, the God calls them the sheep. The sheep are going to fight back against this new world order, and with the help of God, with the Christian people that are going to be praying, according to God's Bible, the wicked are going to be gathered like wheat, like a straw, and they're going to be cast into the fire. God is going to, in the book of Daniel, in the book of Job, God is going to, when he returns, Christ is going to grab the horizons, like the east and the west, like a blanket. He's going to grab the horizons, and he's going to shake the evil and the evildoers out of the earth. But until then, we must continue. With these direct energy weapons, they can be invisible and inaudible. They are immune to gravity. They're immune to wind and Coriolis forces, whatever that is. They travel at the speed of light. They have near infinite range and can be suitable for use in space. So from space to the earth. They can be land-based, mounted on planes, drones, satellites, or Boeing X-37s. And something was flying over the area there in California, Northern California, and they could hear the thing, but they couldn't see it because it was nighttime, but out of it would come laser. Again, in Revelation chapter 13, it says lightning or great heat. Well, that's what was coming out of these planes, this aircraft, like lightning, and this lightning had great heat in it. They have pinpoint accuracy. One thing that the fireman stated is, he said, I hadn't seen this until I saw a video, and it was scarring long, large swaths of forest. The rest was untouched, but wherever this laser hit, boom. This was in the Paradise Fire. The question, of course, is why the innocent populace of Paradise would be the target of a diabolical stealth attack using advanced weapons. And then by whom? Rumors swelled about the high-speed railway and gold reserve discovered in the Palisade area, but the most perversive rumors involved a UN Agenda 21 action plan and a globalist plot to declare designated areas unfit for human habitation, to deny property rights, to undermine U.S. sovereignty, and to herd any survivors into megacities, with the goal of subjecting humanity to an eco-totalitarian regime. So, that is, there was another article, mylot.com. This was by a Jim Bauer. He put in his two cents worth. So he states this. This was in September 2020. He says, let me be clear. So the California wildfires are actually a naturally occurring event, but they are also a man-made event. I think this is an important distinction to be made here as we discuss this. Wildfires are nothing more than part of nature's way of cleaning things up, making soil more nutrient-rich, clearing the way for fresh underbrush and foresting to occur. Something that used to occur in the past was something called foresting. This was simply a foresting management initiative that was enacted largely as areas became more populated that were prone to this naturally occurring event. But bright minds got together and figured out that they could manage the forest in a way that would still accomplish the goal of the natural event, but also protect people and property from the devastating effects of it actually occurring. Massive wildfires, massive damage to property and human life in those areas prone to naturally occurring event. That was the result. And he says in the next statement, it's going to roll the eyes and might get a few eyes, might upset some people. But is it the truth? He says, hear me out. Is it the liberal environmental agenda which has caused all of this? And so, yes, while it is true that the wildfires are naturals, they may also be man-made. Wildfires are almost entirely the result of liberal policy, and it's making the lives of countless Americans intolerable and unbearable. And it is also having a massive economic impact as well. The news media will not tell you this, though they are more likely to tell you that these wildfires are a result of climate change or global warming. Neither of these are the cause. We used to clear underbrush, but now I went to some documentation. I went to a Wikipedia, which is to a lot of times a lying media, but it's still a Wikipedia. So it says here in 2017, in 2016, let's start with 2016, the total fires in California, I'm just looking at California wildfires, there were 7,349 wildfires. It consumed a total of 669,534 acres. Now, in 2017, California wildfires. The items of the property damage in 2017 was the most destructive wildfire season on record in California at the time, surpassed only by the 2018 season. The total fires, 9,560 fires in California. That's over 2,200 fires more than the previous year. Now let's see what happened in 2018. Well, we're going to go to a break. There weren't as many, but there was only 8,500. The 2018 fire season was the most deadly.
Kids, when making those cool motorcycle sounds when riding your bikes, don't use your baseball or even your Pokemon cards, because they may be worth money someday. Instead, use that embarrassing baby picture that your mom took of you in that ridiculous outfit. But when she finds out, you didn't hear that from us. Another friendly reminder from 1360 KHNC, the roar of the Rockies. Always wear your helmet.
The creation of the cell phone has been an incredible technological advancement with many conveniences. At the same time, it became the largest vulnerable device the world has ever seen, and destroys any privacies you think you may have. At any given time, multiple governmental agencies or hackers can be listening to your cell phone calls or intercepting your texts. Because of this invasion of privacy, the Defense Enabling and Assisting Framework, known as DEF, was developed to keep your personal and digital cell phone transmissions protected. To learn more, visit us at defprotection.com. That's defprotection.com. Make sure your calls, texts, and all digital transmissions are cloaked at all times. That's defprotection.com. Remember, privacy is freedom.
Come on, man. You own a business in Northern Colorado, and you haven't called us to get your business in front of our fiercely loyal audience? We're giving businesses free radio interviews, over 100-plus commercials a month during the primetime hours, reaching thousands of people a day, several times a day. Be smart. Don't be unintelligent. Call Bucky at 970-825-9305. We could start growing your business and making some real money fast. Call Bucky at 970-825-9305.
A little song I wrote, you might want to sing it note for note. Don't worry, be happy.
Okay, some of the websites were ForbiddenKnowledge.com and then NewsPunch.com. There were these sites that were reporting on what happened in those fires. And one of the questions was, why were the innocent populace of Paradise, California, be the target of a diabolical stealth attack using advanced weapons like the DEW, directed energy weapons? Rumors swirled about a high-speed railway and gold reserves again discovered in the Paradise area. So, can these type of things happen? Well, what happened to the Native Indians, the American Indians in this nation? What happened to them? What happened here in Colorado when, I don't want to get into that. You know, I'm going to stay with this here. So the 2017 fire was California's worst fire on record. 2018 beat the 2017. You had the fires of 2016. Then you had the fires of 2019. Then you have the fires of 2020. And now here we are in 2021. And this fire season started here, what was it, in March? And it has been going the whole Front Range, like last year, the Front Range of Colorado. In the summertime, I don't remember seeing a clear day probably three times between May and September. I barely, in the last 5 months, I have seen a clear day, visibility of 250 miles one time. Visibility of 150 miles one time. And coming from northern Colorado, Cheyenne, looking south, you can look down to and see the mountains west of Pueblo, of Colorado Springs. You can almost see Pikes Peak. But not so this year. These are not natural. They're not accidental fires. There may be a few people starting fires intentionally. They've been catching people doing that. But a lot of them may be part of the Forest Service or whatever services, environmental groups probably. There's an agenda. And then going back to what's happening here with NOAA in Colorado, I have more articles, more information on National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration and NCAR, National Center for Atmospheric Research. They are watching everything from Earth's orbit. This excludes the HAARP program, but they're probably using part of the HAARP program in these areas internationally. They have to use it to dry out California. California has been basically dry this whole summer, all the way inland into Nevada, into Oregon. And a lot of this is happening just in the west coast of the United States of America. The rains and the hurricanes that have hit Texas, a red state, a state that just passed some legislation to hinder the plans of the abortionists. And boom, we have two serious weather patterns in roughly 2 weeks. Well, that's it for this week. I'll be here Sunday 8 to 11, and also from noon to 1. God bless you. Podcast 1360KJC.com. Podcast section, The Present Truth.
You can buy gold just about anywhere in the world from all kinds of different dealers. So why do you use the Patriot Trading Group?
20 years of service, just like that. A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, just like that. Lowest prices, just like that. No solicitation, just like that. Buying or selling? Just like that.
For all your gold and silver needs, call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592. Just like that.
Hey, folks, the Rev here.
This economy has retailers scrambling for ways to increase revenue. Radio reaches 9 out of 10 people every day. Your next loyal customer needs to hear about you. Advertise with 1360 KHNC. Call the Rev at 303-809-3343 to get it done. That's 303-809-3343. Promotion's done right. Again, 303-809-3343.
You're listening to the Roar of the Rockies, KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown, Greeley, Loveland, Fort Collins.